best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Our next guest, he was one of the contestants on MasterChef Australia in 2011. Ladies, he's got the boyish good looks. And he's a...
He can cook as well. That's probably a good point.
And he's a scientist as well. Hayden from MasterChef. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm great. How are you two?
Yeah, very well. Mate, what's life been like since 2011, MasterChef Australia?
Non-stop. Lots of cooking, obviously. Lots of time in the kitchen. Pumped out a TV show in Australia for lifestyle food. We pumped one out in the South Africa, which was unbelievable. Really, wow. Really cool. Done a cookbook. Lots of stuff happening. We're just shooting another series now. So, yeah, lots of fun stuff. It's been great.
Hayden, I've got to say, you disgust me. You can do just about anything. I mean, you're a writer, you're a surfer, you're a marine biologist. You're everything.
I like to keep myself busy. I don't know if it's, what's the saying? A jack of all trades, a master of none.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to see you do all those things at the same time, though. Surfing while writing a book. That'd be interesting. Now, Hayden, you're being involved with MasterChef this year. What's going on?
Yeah, so we've got a few of us coming back to the MasterChef kitchen this week. It kicks off on Sunday, 7:30, on 10, obviously, with myself and the lovely Poe. So, yeah, we're getting on there for... Poe's doing a mystery box challenge, and I'm going to follow up with an invention test. So it should be good fun.
Oh, okay. The invention tests are always interesting.
There's always some doozies in there, but there's always that opportunity for a cracker dish just to shine through.
Are you going to be a little bit gentle with the contestants? Being in that position yourself, you know what invention tests are like. Are you going to be a little bit easy on them, or are you going to go, nah, I've been there, I'm going to give it to you hard?
I think I started out, feeling sorry for these guys. Oh, I better be gentle and easy. And then there were a couple where I just was like, I've got to unleash a little bit here. So it was nothing too harsh, but it was, I guess, not fun, but it was enjoyable to be in the judging shoes, which is good.
Look, one last question. I think we asked this of you back in 2011 when you came off the show. What do you do with 2 minute noodles? I'm sure you can do something now with 2 minute noodles.
I love the classic, those meagerings you get in the supermarket for like 70 cents.
Yeah.
Like to throw a little bit of tuna on there, a little extra chili, let it, a little extra garlic, and then just chuck like 3 or 4 packets of that MSG stuff in there, and you've got a cracker dish.
How good is that? Well, how about you make that whilst writing a book on your surfboard at the same time? Like, that would be, you'd be in the Guinness Book of Records for the most talented guy in the world.
And don't forget the water quality, being the marine biologist as well.
Yeah, testing water, yeah, you're right.
It's back on the air Sunday night, Southern Cross 10. Hayden, good luck with it, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks, mate.
See you later.
It is. It's going to be one of the people at the geek is in Mackay. So I'm looking forward to figuring out who that is.
Oi. Oh, there's a lot of people like Dave. Dave's a bit geeky, so...
Yeah.
We rule the world, don't we, Vicky?
Oh, we do, and it's surprising how many more geeks there are out there now. It's amazing.
I was surprised at the last Mackay Sugar City Con that we had at PCYC. Like, when I was dragged along kicking and screaming because it wasn't my scene at all, thinking that wouldn't be a lot of people, but there was a huge crowd.
There was over 1,000 people crammed into the PCYC at its busiest point. So yeah. That was incredible. It was a lot more than what we thought. So, wow. Yeah.
Can I just ask you, because you were at the PCYC, you were dressed up as Miss America, and everyone will remember the shield there and everything. How many different costumes do you have? Like, I know you get into cosplay and everything, so how many costumes have you got?
10 now, but I'll have probably more like 15 at the end of the year.
Wow. So do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, he does costuming as well.
Okay. All right. That was my biggest question, because I'm like wondering what happens if one person likes it and the other person doesn't.
Actually, funny story, I met him at my first convention, so it's a funny story.
Okay. Let's just leave the costumes and relationships alone, okay, because we could get into a lot of trouble there.
But this Saturday night, make sure you get along. It's going to be a huge night. It's happening at Endergrove Community Hall from 7 p.m. Dave, you're going along?
Yes, I will be there for a little bit, yeah.
And popping in to see it. $90 per table for 6 people, $15 per person. There's huge prizes to win as well.
You can get all dressed up, can't you, Vicky?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
What are you dressing up as?
I'll have my Supergirl from DC Comics there.
Mm.
So I only wore that one at Brisbane Supernova last year. So I'm very excited to bring it up to Mackay again, where I did some photos with a local photographer last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm thinking about buying myself a ticket so I can get that $300 prize money that's sitting there.
Absolutely. It sounds good to us. A special guest will be there as well. That would be the Mackay City Roller Maidens.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see them again. They were absolutely amazing at the Sugar City Con last year. They got me in a pair of skates, actually.
they did the same with us when I first arrived at town too.
All the details.
You end up falling flat on your bum.
Yes. And he was wearing a tutu as well, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that I would have hated to have seen that. Yeah.
Now, the Pioneer Valley show is coming up very soon, and guess what? There is a massive auction coming up, which we need to tell you about because it is huge.
Absolutely. It's teaming up with the Pioneer Valley show, and they're giving us a swag of things to auction off, including a lifetime membership. So we'll have more on that in just a few moments' time. But Megan's joining us from the Pioneer Valley show this morning. Now, Megan, the show in the Valley show, it is huge, and it's one of the biggest events.
It is. It's great.
Now, we're getting a whole stack of things to win in the auction, but lifetime membership. What exactly is a lifetime membership to the Pioneer Valley Show?
Okay, a lifetime membership to the Pioneer Valley Show, whoever wins the membership, they win that for a lifetime. So it's included in that is their partner.
Yep.
And there could be up to three kids up to the age of 16.
That's a big prize for a lifetime.
It sure is. It is.
That's awesome.
What if, because let's face it, medical technology is going leaps and bounds. What if you live to be 150?
Well, you get a ticket to your 150.
Awesome!
I love that. Plus, we've got, for this year, so what we're going to be doing in this auction package, we're going to give away some helicopter flights. We've got some rides to give away. We've got entry and some show bags, that kind of thing. And that's for this year's show only, but then that's when the lifetime membership starts for next year onwards. But it really is a great auction. And Pioneer Valley Show is a huge, huge occasion for us around our region, isn't it, Megan?
Oh, it sure is. It's the best one-day show in Queensland.
How many people does it attract every year?
We look in excess of probably 16,000 people in one day.
Wow. That's a lot of fun.
That is good.
It's good for good for the Pioneer Valley as well. So what we're going to do is auction that off on Wednesday of next week, Dave.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, but before we do let you go, Megan, do you have the Vomitron, the ride there this year? Because Jay said
that's a surprise. I know that we have the speed there again this year. That's really a big draw card.
Yeah.
And we've got all the great old fun rocks too, like this wheel and merry-go-rounds and all that sort of thing.
If you're new to town, if you're new to the Pioneer Valley show as well, they're famous for their steam engines. Like, you can go along and see how the steam engines work and that kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. This year, we're going to be proudly supporting it as well. Megan, we'll have a chat to you again on air next week about the auction as well, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Megan there, one of my favourite people from the Pioneer Valley show.
Yeah, here's what the auction item is, okay? You've got the Family Ultimate Pass. There's free entry for two adults and three kids. You've got 20 ride passes. You got lunch included there as well at the show, the Dagwood dogs and everything else. Yum. Show bags, helicopter rides for two people thanks to With Sunday Helicopters, and life membership starting in 2016 until whenever.
All right. Well, all proceeds going to Gimme Five for Kids. All the details and the auction starting Wednesday of next week with Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Do you remember the day when you had to do work experience, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
You never knew what to expect.
12 Night Theatre. I thought it would be fun. I was cleaning stages for a week. That was fun.
Well, we've had a couple of work experience kids from Morani High here in the studios for the entire week. So we're going to quiz them.
We're going to ask them what they've learned in the studio for the past week. I'm kind of nervous about this call, this conversation going to the air.
Let's start off with Jack. What have you learned, Jack?
They do not swear. And it is
we didn't tell him to write that, by the way.
It is either one announcer or the other operating the music, commercials and timing, not other people in the office.
No. Did you think that other people pushed it for us?
Yeah, I actually did.
Did you really think we were that lazy?
Yes.
What else did you learn that you thought was kind of different, like you didn't know that happened behind the scenes? Anything in particular?
There is a lot of office work that goes into it, and CFM and Hot FM, I guess, are involved in a lot of charity and Mackay-based events.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really know that.
Okay, well done. We'll give you a clap for that. Well done.
Nice work. All right, let's go to Piper. Piper also doing work experience with us. Piper, what have you learnt this week?
Okay, so I've got... Apparently, Dave means the beloved one in Hebrew.
He told you that, didn't he?
Yes.
Don't believe anything he says.
Google it.
That could be true, no. Just don't believe him in case.
And then Jay doesn't swear in inverted commas.
I don't swear.
No, you don't.
I don't. I don't.
I'm sure there was another
one. Is it hot in here?
I know there was one other thing that you both agreed on there about the difference between the two radio stations here, right?
I'm not going to say that.
I'll say CFM is better than Hot FM.
Hey! Something we knew already.
A lot of people, did you guys know that Hot FM is our sister station? Did you know that we were in the same building and we could see them do their show as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay, and you sat in on both stations, didn't you? You sat in on both breakfast shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, after seeing what we do, do you really want to become radio announcers?
Yeah. I've always wanted to be one.
It'd be an all right job.
All right job. Okay.
Okay, I thought we would have turned them off for life, but,
Hello to the parents, the students and the kids at Moranee High, and thank you for coming in this week. We've enjoyed having you here.
Thank you for having us.
Any time. Nice manners right there. And hello to Piper's mum, who thinks we're cute. She told us that herself this morning.
She did. All right. We've seen the text.
It's true.